సదాశివ సమారంభాం శంకరాచార్య మధ్యమాం అస్మదాచార్య పర్యంతాం వందే గురు పరంపరాం. ఓం. పేజ్ 157 వర్స్ 23. హూయంతే తు హవీంషీతి రూపాదిగ్రహణే స్మరన్ అరాగ ద్వేష ఆత్మాగ్నౌ జాగ్రత్ దోషైర్న లిప్యతే. శంకరాచార్య ఎస్టాబ్లిషింగ్ దట్ ఆత్మా ఈజ్ ద దృక్, వాట్ ఎవర్ ఈజ్ పర్సీవ్డ్ బై ఆత్మా కమ్స్ అండర్ దృశ్యం. వీ హ్యావ్ టు అండర్స్టాండ్ ఒరిజినల్ ఆత్మా నిర్గుణం బ్రహ్మ ఆర్ చైతన్యం కెనాట్ సి, ఇట్ డజంట్ హ్యావ్ ఎనీ ఐస్, అచక్షు. బట్ వెన్ వీ టాక్ ఆత్మా ఈజ్ సీయింగ్ సియర్, వెన్ వీ సే as it were, it's not really seeing but as it were, in between atma and perceiving object there is one more atma like atma is there, that is chidabhasa, that is called ahankara, the lower I rc. So that rc alone is playing the role. Why we say rc alone is doing? Why not OC? Since RC is existing because of OC, OC cannot do any action on its own. OC as though doing, but RC is doing here. Since we do not know the distinct features of them separately, we cannot understand because they are subtle. We superimpose this RC, the reflected consciousness activities, on OC. Anyone says, I am RC, I am OC, sometimes I am RC, sometimes OC. Who knows all these things? You cannot say, I have two selves. One is lower self, one is higher self. Lower avadu, higher avadu. Only the self, I am, I know that only. So with that intention only people talk. When they are talking like that, exactly what is happening, the mechanism here, that's what Acharya is presenting. Just as in Homa Kunda, people offer oblation. Here also body is like a Homa Kunda. So many sense objects, experiences you are offering. All experiences you are offering. Rupa jnanam, gandha jnanam, the smell, sound, forms, touch, so many things you are offering. That experiences you are getting. All this comes under offering. Where you are offering? In the Atma fire. Why to offer to Atma fire only? Why not body? Body is jadam. Mind is jadam, sense organs are jadam, there is no question of offering. Thought cannot rise, even Atma is not there, thought cannot rise in the mind. Thought is rising because of Chidabhasa. Thought is rising in the mind, thought by itself is jadam, mind by itself is jadam. In this mind to rise, the thought to rise, mind has to become sentient. Without becoming sentient, the mind cannot have the capacity to give the birth to the thought. Thought to rise in the mind, mind has to become sentient. How the mind becomes sentient here? Because of Chidabhasa, reflected consciousness. How reflected consciousness is formed? Because of whom? Because of OC. why OC has to go and form reflected consciousness? And fortunately or unfortunately, OC is all pervading. OC is all pervading. Therefore, the mind, because it is very fine medium, RC is formed. Because of that RC formation, the body mind becomes sentient. Because of the sentiency, the body mind becomes active. Because of that activity, it has got hunger, thirst at pranamaya kosha level, and old age, birth, death at physical body level. Raga, dvesha, shadurmayaha, that shoka, all of them at mental level. All the three koshas problems are manifesting because of this RC. RC is because of OC. Finally, OC is the main support. Now, Acharya said, have you done that inquiry? Last week I gave homework to you. Have you asked your body? Are you body or sense organs or mind? Have you asked? Have you stood in front of mirror and understood that you are you are not the body-mind complex? Have you understood? Ayyaya, Swamini, I have forgotten, Swamini. I do not know how many of you did that. So he said, I am not the body, I am not the mind, I am not sense organs. Then, am I Ahankara the Chidabhasa? Means I am not the Chidabhasa also. Then who am I? I am original consciousness, Chaitanyam, because of which this reflected consciousness is formed, because of which reflected consciousness, mind, medium, instrument, karanam, functioning, because of which mind, body is functioning. இது தெரியாமல் இருக்கிறவங்க அப்நார்மலா இல்லையா சொல்லுவோம். நாட் நோயிங் ஆல் திஸ் ட்ரூத், இஸ் இட் நாட் அப்நார்மல்? அண்ட் பீப்புள் திங்க் தே ஆர் நார்மல். ஆஹா, என்ன நார்மல்? உபனிஷத் இஸ் லுக்கிங் அட் அஸ். You are normal. You know how abnormal you are. You are taking this body, mind, matter, panchabhuta udal as yourself. Not one day or two days, janma janmas. In the janma, kanisa upadesha sahasri padisi. At least getting jnanam anna, you are postponing regularly. Do attend class and study and contemplate. Who am I? So, this body-mind complex has got three states. Three states means not Karnataka, Tamil Nadu, Andhra, but three states means three avasthas. Three avasthas, Jagrata avastha, Supna avastha and Sushupti avastha. Who is having this body-mind complex? RM plus RC plus OC. OC is not there, RC cannot be there. RC is not there, mind cannot function. If mind is not there, gross body cannot function. So what brought you here to this class? Tell me now. To come to the class, to sit here, you cannot say OC. OC alone cannot do anything. Body, sthula, sukshma, karana, shariram, mood, sharirams put together, shariratrayam, RM, RM1, RM2, RM3 plus RC plus OC. Five components sitting in the chair. Some of them are sitting on the floor. None of us remember I am a mixture of five components. That is called not knowing that I am five components mixture is called abnormal. Knowing that I am a mixture, I am of five components put together, RM1, RM2, RM3, means sthula, sukshma, karana, shariram, RM1, RM2, RM3. Gross body, subtle body, causal body, put together, and medium, and RC, reflected consciousness, then OC. Five components, we can take it into three components. RM 1, 2, 3 put together RM plus RC plus OC. I am mixture of three components now. If you know, you are normal person. If you don't know, you are abnormal. What do you mean by abnormal? Mental ityartha. That is why Shastra says, we need not feel bad when Shastra says mental. It is correct what Shastra says. But you have mistaken yourself. Is it not wrong? You are thinking abnormally. You are taking yourself as a body. It is wrong. You are taking as mind. It is wrong. You are taking your ego as yourself. It is wrong. They are jadam, matter. RC is reflection, false. Reflection is correct, always true or false? False. But not knowing this reflection as false, ego, ahankara, and the body, mind, matter, not knowing it as matter, and taking all of them as real, is it not abnormal? Now you have to accept. Now you have to become normal or not? If you study Upadesha Sahasri or Vedanta, you become a normal person. That is why Shankaracharya says in one place, Jagadeva Bhranti Alayam. Whole world is mental hospital. Mental hospital. If you say the mentally challenged person, you are mental. Tell me. If you go and say that at the Keel Park hospital, and say you are mental. No, mental person, he is mental. Because he is mental. That's why he is. Clear? Correct? Similarly, when Shastra says you are mental, we don't accept it. Why? Because I am mental. We don't accept. Once you get jnanam, you understand. Yes, Shastra, I was mental. Now I am not mental. Because I am not thinking abnormally now. I am thinking normally. Correct. Now understand how long it takes this treatment to become abnormal person as normal. Person to person, patient to patient, it differs. Ajnanam eva rogam. That is why Shastra Aushadham, Guru is the Vaidyaha. Guru is having Shastra medicine in his hand to make all abnormal people into normal. But unfortunately, when people are studying Vedanta, they see people are all abnormal. We are not abnormal. Really speaking, they are abnormal. That is why normal people looking like abnormal for worldly people, because they are abnormal. எது நார்மலா தெரியணுமோ அது நார்மலா தெரியாமலே அப்நார்மலா தெரியறது. அது எப்ப தெரியும்னா when you understand. Therefore, ஜாகிரத அவஸ்தாயாம் this சிதாபாச RMRCOC, this RC reflected consciousness, when the mind is in waking state, waker's mind, we say, waker mind. When the mind is dreaming, dreamer mind. When the mind is sleeping, sleepy mind. Mind has got three stages or not? Now you are in waking state. Mind is active, partially active, fully active. Fully active. Therefore, it is called a waker mind. Same mind, when it goes to sleep, it gets dream. That mind is called what? Dreamer mind, partially active. And it goes to sleep, totally passive mind. Mind has got three names. Similarly, the Chidabhasa, the reflected consciousness, which is because of OC, the RC OC, even though we cannot separate them, that Atma, Chidabhasa, the Jivatma, gets the name Vishvaha in waking state. Just as mind has got three names, here Jivatma also has got three names. In waking state, Vishvaha. What I do in Vishva time, when I am Vishvaha, I offer all sounds, forms, colors, tastes, sparsha, everything. All experiences, ghatagnanam, patagnanam, கிரக ஜானம், லட்டு ஜானம், பூந்தி ஜானம், புஸ்தக ஜானம், எல்லா ஜானம் ஐ ஆஃபர். தட் இஸ் வாட் ஹி சேஸ், ஹூயந்தே ஹவீம்ஷி இதி ரூபாதி கிரஹணே ஸ்மரன். ரூபாதி கிரஹணே, ரூபா மீன்ஸ் ஃபார்ம், ரிசீவிங், கிரஹணே மீன்ஸ் கிராஸ்பிங் த ஃபார்ம்ஸ். ஆதிபதாத் கந்த கிரஹணே, சப்த கிரஹணே, ஸ்பர்ஷ கிரஹணே, ரச கிரஹணே, ரூபாதி கிரஹணே, அராக த்வேஷா. திஸ் ஆத்மா இஸ் ஃப்ரீ ஃப்ரம் ராகா அண்ட் த்வேஷா. நோ ராகா, நோ அட்டாச்மெண்ட், நோ டவர்ஷன். ரியல்லி ஸ்பீக்கிங், ஐதி சிதாபாச ஜீவாத்மா ஓசி புட் டுகெதர் ஐ ஆம் ஃப்ரீ ஃப்ரம் ஒரிஜினல்லி ராகா அண்ட் த்வேஷா. அராகத்வேஷா ரூபாதிக்ரஹணே அராகத்வேஷா ஸ்மரன் ஹவீம்ஷி ஆத்மாக்னௌ ஹூயந்தே. ஹவீம்ஷி ஆத்மாக்னௌ, ஹவீம்ஷி மீன்ஸ் ஆப்லேஷன்ஸ், சப்த ஸ்பர்ஷ ரூப ரச கந்தார் ஆப்லேஷன்ஸ், சவுண்ட், ஃபார்ம், டேஸ்ட், ஸ்மெல், ஆல் திஸ் கால்ட் ஆப்லேஷன்ஸ். யூ ஆர் ஆஃபரிங் நவ் இன் த கிளாஸ். வாட் யூ ஆர் ஆஃபரிங்? சவுண்ட்ஸ் யூ ஆர் ஆஃபரிங். When you are looking at me, my form you are offering to you. In Huchi Agni, Atma Agnav, because of Chidabhasa. Chidabhasa is none other than OC only. Where is Chidabhasa other than OC? Therefore, into Atma Agnav. Who yante offering? At that time, what happens? ஜாக்ரத் தோஷைஹி ந லிக்யதே. தேர் ஆர் நோ எனி தோஷாஸ் ரியல்லி ஸ்பீக்கிங். தேர் ஆர் நோ எனி தோஷாஸ் ஜாக்ரத் தோஷைஹி ந லிக்யதே. ஐ தி ஆத்மா ஆம் நாட் டெயின்டெட் பை, நாட் எஃபெக்டட் பை தி டிஃபெக்ட்ஸ் தட் ஆம் ரிசீவிங் இன் ஜாக்ரத் அவஸ்தா. வாட் எவர் டிஃபெக்ட்ஸ் ஆர் தேர், தே ஆர் நாட் received by me, are affected by them. I am not affected by them. What are all there in jagrat avastha? Problems. Whatever problems to the sense organs or to the body, mind or any other organs is there, that is not affected me, the atma. Next sloka we will read. Verse 24, up to here we saw in the last class. Up to here Vishwa name we have given. This is the Vishwa. Dakshinagni Pradhaneshu Yada Buddhi. So Vishwa is presented. Now Swapna Purushaha Saijasaha, 24th Shloka. Manaset Grihe Vyaktaham ஸோ வித்யா கர்ம வாசனாம் பஷ்யம் தைஜஸ ஆத்மோக்தஹ ஸ்வயம் ஜோதி ப்ரகாசிதா. அட் த டைம் ஆஃப் ட்ரீம் ஆத்மானம் மானசே கிருஹே வியக்தா. திஸ் ஆத்மா இஸ் மேனிஃபெஸ்டிங் இன் த மைண்ட். அட் த டைம் ஆஃப் ஸ்லீப் திஸ் பர்சன் கோஸ் டு ட்ரீம். கிருஹம் மீன்ஸ் ஹியர் த அபோல்ட். மானசே கிருஹம், இன் த மைண்ட் ஆத்மா இஸ் வியக்தா, மேனிஃபெஸ்டிங். த மெமரி பார்ட் ஆஃப் த மைண்ட் projected in the intellect, internal world or antahkaranam. Saha avidya karma vasanam pashyan. Avidya karma vasanam means at the time of dream mind projects vasanas. The dream is nothing but a projection. Projection of all vasanas which are hidden in the mind. They are all projected in the form of dream objects. Manase, that atma which is manifesting in the mind at the time of dream, that atma sa avidya karma vasanam, because of avidya ajnanam, karma vasana, prarabdha karma vasana is exhausting there. Pashyan, seeing the dream objects, when atma is seeing the dream objects which are projected by the mind, when atma is manifesting in the mind, seeing the dream objects which are projected by the mind, that time that atma which is manifesting in the mind at the time of dream, it is called Saijasaha. Now we are not differentiating OC, RC separately, because RC doesn't exist without OC. OC alone cannot manifest without the mind. So RC is formed, OC, RC, we are taking it as together. We are not much distinctively talking separately. Saijasaha Atma Uktaha. Atma Saijasaha Uktaha. Atma is known as Saijasaha. That Atma is illumined. Mind is partially active. It is projecting its vasanas which it has registered in the Jagrat Avastha. It is projecting. But the Atma is Svayam Jyotihi, self-luminous. Self-luminous, Svayam Jyotihi Prakashita. This Atma is Svayam Jyotihi. This Nirupadhika Atma has become Sopadhikam. When the mirror comes, my face is seen in the mirror. That is Sopadhikam. Reflected face is seen. Similarly, when the mind upadhi comes, the Sopadhikam, Atma becomes Sopadhikam. Upahita Chaitanyam becomes Upadhisthahan, as it were, Prakashita. So, it is called Saijasaha. Now, what left out? Vishwa is over, Saijasa is over. Waker, another name, Vishwaha. Dreamer, other name is called Saijasaha. So that ER belongs to Atma. Waker, dreamer, waking state, dreaming state belong to mind. But the waker, dreamer is sentient or insentient? Sentient. So it must belong to only Atma, which is Svayam Jyotihi. Now he comes to the Sushupti. We will read that 25. Vishaya Vasana Vapi Chodyante Naiva Karma Bhihi Yada Buddhau Tada Gneyaha Prajna Atma Hyananya Drika. Vishayaha Vasanava Api Naiva Karma Bhi Naiva Chodyante. In deep sleep. What do you mean by sleep? If you want any definition, this is the definition of sleep. We know how to sleep, but we can never define what is sleep. Acharya defining that sleep is nothing but when sense objects, vasana or any vasana imprints, the internal vasana, samskaras, when they are not active, karma bhi na chodyante, they are not active with any kriya. There is no rupa jnanam, sparsha jnanam, gandha jnanam. There is no activity of sense organs, physical sense organs. There is no activity. Mind is also not active in deep sleep. At least mind projects getting the dream vasanasana, that is also not there. Mind is totally passive. Sense organs physically also not active. Even the mind, its vasanasana also not active. So the total calmness in deep sleep. Karma bhihi naiva cha chodyante. Naiva chodyante. Chodyante means here na udbhuta. They are not arisen. There is no rise of vasanas or any activities of any sense organs. Like what? Dead body. Like just dead body. When prana is, breathing is going on. Nothing else. Breathing alone is going on. Thank God, if it is also goes away, we can't wake up. Therefore, prana continues. Karma vehi na chodyante. Sense organs, seeing action, hearing action, smelling action, walking action, touching action, all are suspended. 4 hours, 5 hours, 6 hours, 8 hours, suspended. Karma bhihi na udbhutaha. They are not arisen. When they are not arisen, eda buddhau, in the buddhi, when they are not rise, when they are not rising, either physical activities or mental activities through asanas, tada gneyaha, that time you should know what? Atma prajnaha iti. Atma is known as prajnaha. Not only that, ananyadrik. Atma is known as ananyadrik. The passive mind is the object of atma. That passive mind becomes the object of atma. Passive mind is there or not? Who is knowing that enakku onnume theriyala night nanna thoongina, I slept well, I don't know anything. In Tamil I said, English also I said, now I have to tell in Sanskrit. Aham sukham asvapsam na kinchit avedisham. I slept well, I do not know anything. I know that I do not know anything. Suppose anyone asked a question. You said, eyes are not functioning, ears are not functioning, smell is not functioning, all sense organs, no karma activity. Even mind also not functioning, totally passive. Then why is atma to be there? When body is not active, gross body is not active. Satin body, antakkaranam is also not active. What job atma has got? Adhidhikangi irkano. Suppose you say like that, what will happen? Someone should observe the absence of their activity. Someone should observe the absence of the activity. Otherwise, who will talk about the absence of activity? Who will talk about the sleep? Suppose sleep observer is not there, who will talk about the sleep? Body is sleeping, mind is also sleeping. Sleeping means they are not active, even not partially active. They are not active, they are passive. Who will observe? Who knows? Someone should be there. Someone should be there. Therefore, the absence of the activities of the physical body and the subtle body mind, somebody must observe, then only you can say, I slept well, I don't know anything. If someone is not there to observe in their sleep, the inactivity of the mind and the body, the observer is not there, after waking up you cannot say, I slept well, I don't know anything, you cannot say. Clear? So, the observer is there, in deep sleep. Who is that observer? Atma ananyadrik. What do you mean by ananyadrik? Anyadrik means experiencer of duality. Anyadrik means experiencer of duality. Na anyadrik ananyadrik, non-experiencer of duality. Atma, who is prajnaha, Atma, who is known as Prajnaha in sleep, I am the Atma, the non-experiencer of duality. Anya drikku na. I am not the experiencer of duality. That is why I say, I don't know anything. I don't know anything. To say, I don't know anything, that Atma to exist or not. To talk about the absence of something, the negator of something must be there. Therefore, happily I was there in sleep also. தெரியலையேன்னு தெரியறது இல்லையோ, எனக்கு தெரியலையே எப்படி தெரிஞ்சது? Tell me. If you are not there, you would have not known. Now you are telling, I don't know, that means you have registered that I don't know anything. But you cannot talk at that time. You talk after waking. That's why prajnaha atma iti ucchate ananya drik iti non-experiencer of duality. I am there. Anyat atma vyatiriktam vishayam vasanam va na pashyati iti ananyadrik. Ananyadrik means not seeing any vasana or any object that is sushupti avastha. This is the description of sushupti avastha, in which state you don't see anything, you don't hear anything, you don't do any action, even you don't think also, even you don't project also. That is sleep state. In which academic books you can find out in it? Tell me. Only in Vedanta. Daily we are sleeping, but we never study about our sleep. Vedanta class, why you are coming now? You are coming to study about sleep, to study about dream, to study about waking state. People are having all the three states, not knowing what are the three states. Jagradavastha, waking state, dream state and sleep state. And dying without knowing. What are the three states. Undergoing three states throughout the life and dying without knowing the three states. Idu vida enna tragedy venum? Is it not abnormal? This is called abnormal. In the middle, adhik jnapam paduthinne irupen. How can we be abnormal, Swami? We are all normal. Enna normal? Do you know about your waking state? What is dream state? What is sleep state? Theriyume. Dream state la dream varum. Sleep state sleep varum. I am not asking what is that. What is the mechanism going on? How it is happening? Have you analyzed it any time? Vedantama, kashtama irukku, enna kashtam? Padikka vendiyathu padikkanum. We have to study. Clear? But we people do not know the importance of Vedanta. Unfortunately, people ignore this study of Vedanta. Very, very rarely people, because of lot of punya, curiosity, vividisha should be there. Anyhow, now Vishva Taijasa Prajna over, three of them over. All, who is this Vishva Taijasa Prajna? I, the Atma alone. In when body mind is active waking state, my name is Vishvaha. That's why Vishvaha means what? Book and chunam, Jagrat book, Swapna book, Sushupti book. I am Vishva Taijasa Prajna. Then what? Next, 26th shloka, we will read. In this manner, we have to know that I, the Atma, am playing the role of Vishva Taijasa Prajna. When body mind is active, my name is Vishvaha. When mind alone is active in dream, my name is Taijasaha. When both are not active, vasana and mind and karma indriyas not active, that is sleep, I am prajnaha. Am I really Vishva Taijasa Prajna? I am Turiya Atma. All these are relative. From waking standpoint only I am Vishvaha. If waking state is not there, I am Turiya Atma. Taijasa status is also because of dream. I am not originally Taijasaha. Even Prajna status also because of sleep. I am not really Prajnaha. I am Vishwa Taijasa Prajna Vilakshana Turiya Atma Chatushpat. That is going to come now. 26th Shloka. Mano Buddhindriyanam Yam Avastha Karma Choditah Chaitanye Naiva Bhasyante Ravineva Ghatadayah. Mano Buddhi Indriyanam Ya Avastha Karma Chodita. That means Jagrat Avastha. Karma Chodita means activated by Mana Buddhi Indriyanam. All these statuses, they are all incidental. When the mind is active, buddhi is, intellect is active, sense organs are active, ya avasthaha, jagrat avastha and swapna avastha, ya avasthaha, they are all karma chodita, prarabdha karma chodita, they are all activated by your prarabdha karma. Chaitanyena eva bhasyante, they are all illumined by the chaitanyam. They are all illumined by the Chaitanyam Turiya Atma. Bhasyante means illumined. Just as Ravina Ghatadayaha Iva. Just as the pot etc. are illumined by the sun, the Suryaha, Ravi means Suryaha. Ravina Iva Ravineva. Just as the sun, in the presence of sunlight, you know this is a pot. Ghatadayaha Adipadat, this is a house, this is a river, this is a sky, this is a bird. All these things you are knowing because of sunlight. In the presence of sunlight, sun is illumining all of them, you are knowing them. Similarly, Turiya Atma illumining the Vishwa status, Taijasa status, Prajna status. That's what he says. Chaitanyena eva. By the OC only. Another example also. In the presence of magnet, all iron pieces start moving. Magnet is not moving. But if you put the magnet there in its presence, all of them start moving. Like that here also, in the presence of Atma, the Chidabhasa which has formed gets Vishwa, Taijasa, Prajna name because of waking state, dream state and sleep state. All these three states are Chaitanyena Atmana eva bhasyante. They are illumined by Atma. That's why you say, I know my waking state. I know my dream state. I know my sleep state. Who is that awarer? Who is that knower? Pure Atma cannot be the knower. But Chidabhasa Rupena. That is why that reflected consciousness, Ahankara, is playing the role. Lower I. The lower I is because of higher I. The higher I is called OC, lower I is called RC, Ahankara I is playing the roles. They are all because of OC. So I illumine the RC, I means I enliven the RC, I bless the RC in the mind. I am only appearing as, manifesting as RC in the mind. That mind alone is active, that alone is functioning. Therefore, finally, I am the illuminator. I, the Atma, am the illuminator. Not the ego. Not the Ahankara. பிகாஸ் அஹங்காரா இஸ் பாரோடு கான்சியஸ்னஸ் ஜஸ்ட் ஆஸ் மூன் இஸ் இல்லூமினிங் த அர்த் ஆன் பௌர்ணமிடே. கரெக்ட் தானே? மூன் கெனாட் இல்லூமின் த அர்த் ஆன் பௌர்ணமிடே. மூன் ஹேஸ் பாரோட் த லைட் ஃப்ரம் த சன். ரியலி ஸ்பீக்கிங், ஹூ இஸ் இல்லூமினிங் த அர்த்? சன் அலோன் இஸ் இல்லூமினிங் த்ரூ த மூன். தேர்ஃபார் அஹங்காரா இஸ் லைக் எ மூன். அஹங்காரா இல்லூமினிங் த ஜாகிரத அவஸ்தா, சொப்னாவஸ்தா, சுஷுப்தி அவஸ்தா. அஹங்காரா விச் இஸ் லைக் எ மூன் கெனாட் இல்லூமின் பை இட் செல்ஃப் ஆர் இட் கெனாட் இல்லூமின் அதர்ஸ் ஆல்சோ. இட் இஸ் ஹேவிங் பாரோட் கான்சியஸ்னஸ் ஓ சி, ஃப்ரம் ஓ சி இட் ஹேஸ் பாரோட். This example is very nice, you can remember. RC, moon, RC is like a moon. OC is like a sun. And the world is illumined. Objects are illumined. Jagrata avastha, swapna avastha, sushupti avastha. It's like a world. So, Atma Chaitanyam, Turiya Atma, Bhasyante. Here, Bhasyante means all of them are illumined through the Ahankara. Ahankara is real or unreal? Tell me now. Moonlight is real or unreal? Anna, enna sonnen? Unreal. Now this Ahankara, moon-like Ahankara, which you are taking as yourself, which is abnormal, is unreal. Ahankara cannot exist without Aham, the Turiya Atma. இப்படிப்பட்ட ஞானம் சொல்லி கொடுக்கறதுக்கு எவ்வளவு கஷ்டப்பட வேண்டியதாச்சு பாருங்க. அப்நார்மலி நார்மல் பண்றதுக்கு இவ்வளவு கஷ்டமா? தட் இஸ் த கேஸ். தட் இஸ் வை மென்டல் பீப்புள் கெனாட் பி ஈஸிலி ட்ரீட்டட். ஹவு டிஃபிகல்ட் ஃபார் டாக்டர்ஸ். தட் சி ஒன் பர்சன் வாஸ் ட்ரீட்டட் இன் த ஹாஸ்பிட்டல் பை த டாக்டர். திஸ் மென்டல் பர்சன் வாட் ஹீ சேஸ் வென் எவர் க்ரோ ஹீ சீஸ் and the crow is coming and chasing him, and he rushes and I am like a worm. Crow is coming and trying to eat me. He feels he is like a worm. What crow does? Any small worms are there, it crow comes and picks up. That's why this person feeling I am like a small worm, this crow comes and eats me. So that doctor said, he after giving treatment everything, you are not a worm, you are a human being. Look into the mirror, you are a worm. No, this is called worm, you are a human being. This person daily given training, lot of counseling, lot of treatment, over. Now doctor is going to discharge that patient. The doctor asked last day, now who are you? I am a human being. He said, you are not a worm. Yes, correct, I am a human being. Then he went out from the hospital and rushed back to the doctor. Again rushed back to the doctor, doctor, doctor. Then what happened again? Doctor, I know that I am a human being, but crow doesn't know that I am a human being. Crow doesn't know because crow is thinking I am worm. Then, is the treatment ayidha illaya na? So it is so difficult. If you know you are a human being, crow need not know whether you are worm or human being. If you know you are human being, you never have fear that crow will come and eat me. You can never have a fear. If you know you are Atma Swarupam, you can never cry, I have old age, I have disease, I have birth, death. You never cry. I have insulted, people insulted me, guilt, hurt, all those problems won't be there. I know I am Brahman Swamini because I am coming to your class. My wife do not know. They are troubling me, they are giving problem to me. I know because of I am coming to your class, I am very, very informed now. But my family members do not know. Hey, your family members are also Brahman or not? They are also Brahman only. That means amma amma Brahman ki wife undodi na. My wife is not understanding, my husband is not understanding na. Enna kadha idu na? Puriyala na artham? Onnume puriyala. Therefore it is not joke to understand that aham brahmasmi. It takes lot of time to assimilate. Next shloka 27. So 26 I have explained. Chaitanyena bhasyante ravina iva ghatadayaha. I the atma am illumining the mind body world through the chidabhasa dwara. Tatraivam sati buddhirnyaha atma bhasa vabhasayan kartata samyadarthasta moodhairevabhidhiyate. Say Mundaka Upanishad Bhashyam. There also laukikaihi na. Acharya said what? Laukikaihi. People, worldly people talk like this. I am happy, I am sorrowful, I am like this, I am like that, I am angry, I am happy, all this, I am all these people, only worldly people talk like this. They do not know that they are Atma. They take themselves as Ahankara, body mind complex. Even they do not know that Ahankara is also a reflected consciousness, they do not know. Because they have identified with body mind, it is called Tadatma Adhyasa. Become one with body mind complex. It cannot be separated for them. They never know that there is RC, there is Ahankara, reflected consciousness formed in the mind, mind is matter. Idella theriyave theriyadu kopam vandhadu avladha. I am angry, I am happy, I am sorrowful. Because they are carried away by the emotions which are rising in the mind because of world interactions. All these are illumined, blessed by the Chidabhasa. This Chidabhasa is blessed by Chit. Chit is blessing the Chidabhasa. Chidabhasa is blessing the mind. Mind is blessing the sense organ. Sense organ going outside and getting interaction and getting problems and putting on the akshatai on the atma. இப்படி எல்லாம் அக்கிரமம் பண்ணிட்டு இருக்கோம். வியாபாரிக அக்கிரமம் வேற அக்கிரமம். இந்த ஆத்தியாத்மிகமா பாரமார்த்திக திருஷ்டி ஆல்சோ பீப்புள் ஆர் இட் இஸ் கால்ட் ஹிமாலயன் பிளண்டர் ஆல் ஆஃப் அஸ் ஆர் டூயிங். சோ வாட் சோ வாட் இஃப் யூ கமிட் திஸ் மிஸ்டேக் சஃபரிங் கண்டினியூஸ், இன்செக்யூரிட்டி கண்டினியூஸ், fear continues, all problems continue. You want to continue with that insecurity, problems, fear and all. Amma amma, adhi venda swami nena. Adhella venda. Man, when you are one side, you are nurturing your ignorance. One side you want to run away from fear, insecurity and all problems. How is it possible? That is why Chandogya Upanishad அசரீரம் வாவ சந்தம் பிரியா பிரியே ந ஸ்பிருஷதஹ நஹவை சசரீரஸ்ய பிரியா பிரியயோஹோ அபஹதிரஸ்தி. As long as you have body mind complex identity, I am, அஹங்கார மமகாரா is there, I-ness and mine-ness, that much time பிரியா அப்ரியயோஹோ அபஹதிஹி ந அஸ்தி. Likes and dislikes you cannot avoid. அசரீரம் வாவ சந்தம், as that disidentification with the body mind born out of knowledge takes place, priya priye na sprushataha, that person is not touched by likes and dislikes. What a statement! That statement of Chandogya, daily parayanam panni assimilate panni vadamukulla ooragai kulla uppu urinavar ooranum, then only you are a chita prajna. Until that time, இதெல்லாம் சும்மா படிப்பில் பெரிஃபெரல் லெவல் ஒன்லி. Therefore, Acharya says, you have to understand, தத்ர ஏவம் சதி, இப்படி இருக்கும்போது, as I am Turi Atma, I am blessing the mind medium with Chidabhasa, and mind becomes sentient, that mind becomes active and blessing the stula shariram. Tatra evam sadhi, ippidi irukkum bodhu. When this is so, what is happening? Buddhir jnaha atma bhasayan. Atma bhasava bhasayan. Atma avabhasa. Because of atma only, atma bhasau abhasayan. Because of atma, they are all appearing, they are all manifesting, they are all experienced. Avabhasayan means they are all experienced. Tatra evam sati. When really atma alone is the illuminator of everything, but what is happening? They are all karta tasam mudhaihi abhidhiyate. Mudhaihi eva abhidhiyate. Only ignorant people, all these states, jagradavastha, sushuptyavastha, sapnavastha, they are all as the status of atma. I am the waker, I am the dreamer, I am the sleeper, we say. Hey, you are neither waker, nor the dreamer, nor the sleeper. Waker, dreamer, sleeper status belongs to stula shariram, sukshma shariram, karana shariram. Waker state belongs to stula shariram. Dreamer state belongs to sukshma shariram. And sleeper state belongs to karana shariram. You are not neither waker nor dreamer or sleeper. Therefore, mudhaihi eva abhidhiyate. Yadarthastha means these vrittis belong to the mind. Yadarthastha means vrittis really belong to the mind. I am karta, I am bhokta, I am a sleeper, I am an enjoyer. I am all these vrittis really belong to the mind, but they are superimposing those vrittis to atma, their original nature, not knowing the truth. This is called transferred epithet, transferring the attributes to the atma. Jagrat vritti buddhihi means here jagrat vritti svapna vritti buddhi nyaha. That vrittis, thoughts which are rising in the mind, they are all illumined by atma really, but they are taking those states as their real avasthas. Now I am which avasthan? I am free from avastha, really speaking. This body mind complex is in jagrat avastha now. After 4 hours, 5 hours, this body mind complex go to svapna avastha. Again, after some time, this body mind goes to sushupti avastha. I am the illuminator of 3 avasthas. So the illuminator is always different from the illumined avasthas. Therefore, I am free from avastha. Therefore, avastha padade and solarata shastram. Illuminator of 3 avasthas must be free from 3 avasthas. Illumined is different from the illuminator. That is the corollary we have to get. I am the illuminator of waking state, I am the illuminator of the dream state, I am the illuminator of the sleep state. Therefore, I am different from 3 states, 3 avasthas. If you know you are different from 3 avasthas, there is no avastha, means there is no problem. This knowledge alone gives freedom. This is called liberation. Claiming that I am free from 3 avasthas is called mokshaha. If I am free from 3 avasthas, who am I then? I am Turiya Atma, Chaitanyam. Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om. ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரி ஓம்.